We want it, and at the same time, we feel horribly guilty about it. So if I were to ask you, spirituality, sexuality, which one do you feel better about yourself with? I mean, for most people, spirituality, they feel good about. They don't do it that much, but they feel really good about it, and good about themselves for thinking about it. Sexuality is a total obsession, which is in large degree guilt-producing. So the thing that is of interest to me about this is that these are things that separate us from ourselves. These are the subjects that put those nefarious selves, those parts of us who are not interested in our well-being, in our awakening, in our enlightenment, in our peace, in our comfort, in our joy, the parts who have an investment in fear and doubt and self-hate, deprivation, loss, and suffering, this team gets put in charge of our lives because we're afraid to look. We're afraid of ourselves. We're afraid to see what's underneath. We're afraid of that drive. We believe what we were taught as little kids. You know, you're going to get out of control. You need to watch yourself. You need to stay on yourself. You need to punish yourself. Because if you don't, you're going to be out of control.